It's also been tense in Morton County, North Dakota. That's where more than 300 people had been camped out on a stretch of disputed land that's slated for a stretch of oil pipeline. Yesterday, police cleared the camp and arrested more than 140 protesters in a violent clash that brought charges of excessive force and provocation from both sides. Reporter Jenny Monet has been on the scene and joins us now from nearby Fort Yates, North Dakota. Tell us what the scene is at the camp.
Sure, Marco. My understanding is that the Morton County Sheriff's Department has actually taken over that region known as the Treaty Camp and have blocked anyone from even approaching that area. And so whatever we saw yesterday of them dismantling this camp, those were my last scenes from the chaos that erupted yesterday.
Yeah. What were emotions like yesterday as the camp was being cleared out?
Extremely tense. Some of the most intense kind of confrontation that I've seen throughout this occupation, which has its roots all the way back to April. What we saw was a line of police in riot gear, wielding batons and a host of other weapons. Some were using tasers on protesters. Pepper spray was employed. Two armored tanks were slowly rolling on the highway, pushing the protesters back. The goal for Sheriff's Department was to move the demonstrators back to their original encampment about 10 miles south on Highway 1806.
Yeah, you spoke with some demonstrators who sounded pretty fraught during all of this.
Yeah, so for the people here, what folded before their eyes yesterday was not only a fight for water, but taking a stand to defend lands that the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe have declared as a sacred site. Yesterday, as bulldozers scraped away at this contested land, Carol Gonzalez, a youth organizer, wept and yelled at the line of officers who later arrested her. She was screaming, "These are sacred lands. Those are our ancestors."
That's a cemetery you're digging up! That's a cemetery! That's burial ground!
So, Jenny, we're talking the protesters. We're talking local natives with the Standing Rock Sioux, but also a lot of others, correct?
That's correct. This has been a groundswell of support. What we saw in early September were more than 300 tribal nations that had descended on the original encampment. But also we saw a groundswell of support coming from international indigenous peoples, Norway, Central America, the Philippines. And it's truly one of the biggest environmental fights on the view of a lot of indigenous peoples right now.
And tell us in as simple terms as possible what the two sides are essentially fighting over.
From the side of the demonstrators, their core fight is to protect the water. The Missouri River is the ribbon of water that would be carrying the pipeline underneath. And of course, the tribe's concern is that any rupture of this pipeline would contaminate their water, not only for them, but 17 million other Americans that rely on the Missouri. On the side of the pipeline, obviously, it's a $3.7 billion project, nearly 1,200 miles long, and pumping crude up to 570,000 barrels a day.
We know that in the last couple of weeks, a number of journalists have also been arrested. They've been charged with trespassing, even rioting in some cases. What about you and other journalists? Are you still operating under threat of arrest?
Well, yesterday there was that concern. Journalists have repeatedly been arrested. I spoke with one who works for The Guardian who was detained for 48 hours.
So this land is owned by the pipeline company, but members of the Standing Rock Sioux say the land was taken from them illegally more than a century ago. So with over 140 arrests and the protest camp cleared, does the tribe have any traction anymore to make its case?
That was central to what led to yesterday's standoff. The tribe symbolically took over this plot of land that sits right in the path of this pipeline that was part of this historic 1851 treaty land. I'm currently asking questions about how much traction that carries. But on the other side, I know that there have been repeated calls to President Obama to intervene and to stop this pipeline. And one thing that I repeatedly heard was that this fight is not over.
Reporter Jenny Monet in Fort Yates, North Dakota, not too far from the recently cleared protest camp in Morton County. Thanks very much, Jenny.
Thanks, Marco.